is with us from Stern, Agee & Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. He follows what's going on the markets and how our money is affected and our retirements and everything else. Well, John, some surprises today.
Very much so. This morning, just a few seconds ago, we got the PPI number from the government. That's the Producer Price Index, inflation at wholesale level. And the number came in pretty hot. It was at 0.3% for the month. If you take out food and energy, which how do you do that, it was at 0.4. Both those numbers considerably more than expected. Of course, remember that Ben Bernanke says there is no inflation. It's interesting that one of the companies that reported yesterday afternoon after the market closed, and I love it when something confirms something we get like this, but Sysco, S-Y-S-C-O, not C-I-S-C-O, Sysco, the big distributor of food, everything from to restaurants, schools, hospitals, et cetera, reporting that their sales were up almost 6%, but their net was down 8%. Why the gap? Well, guess what they pointed to? Rising food inflation, and we see that confirmed in the PPI numbers this morning. Another number that we just got from the government, retail sales numbers, and that number was excellent. It was up 0.8%. That's four times more than was expected, which was 0.2. If you take out auto sales, it was still up 0.8%. If you take out auto sales and gasoline sales, it was still up 0.9, which is about three times what was expected. The market likes these numbers this morning, particularly on retail sales numbers. And once again, we have independent confirmation that what the government says is happening is actually happening on the street. Home Depot reporting numbers this morning, their net profit up 13%, beat expectations of Wall Street. The revenue was up 2% in total, and same-store sales numbers up 2.1%. And one of the other things that we got this morning, which I think is fascinating, is we get a read on how much Americans are spending online. And we find out that the last quarter that Americans spent $43.2 billion in the second quarter online. That's up 15%. That's the seventh consecutive quarter of double-digit growth. If you look at Amazon's numbers, their numbers were up 32% online sales, and eBay's were up 23%. And then eBay did report numbers of their own after the market closed yesterday, and they say that their same-store sales numbers were up 28%. By the way, eBay, which we used to just think of as being an auction site for people like us or mom and pops, but now what they've done is they've enticed some of the world's largest retailers to sell their merchandise via eBay. For example, Radio Shack, Barnes & Noble, Toys R Us, Best Buy, Neiman Marcus, all selling stuff on eBay, and we see that reflected in their retail sales numbers. Now, one company whose numbers were not very good, and Wall Street doesn't like these numbers, Groupon. Of course, Groupon is the largest daily deal website. This morning, before the market opens, and who knows where it will open, but their stock is down 24% this morning, and the stock is already down 60% for the year. Now, get this. Their revenue was up 44% second quarter of this year versus the second quarter of 2011, but it wasn't good enough because Wall Street was expecting an even bigger number. It does appear that the market's going to open up nicely this morning, maybe as much as 50 points. Hopefully that'll last through the day. And by the way, later this week, we get some retail sales numbers from companies. We really want to know what's happening, Target being one. But on Thursday morning before the market opens, our favorite retailer, Walmart, reports earnings.
We're going to look for that, John. We'll look for you to get us the latest. Thank you.
Thank you, Bill.
John Taylor from Stern, Agee & Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. You could call John at 782-2527, 479-782-2527, or email John at johntaylor@sternagee.com.